microphone. Bring this in. Say, good morning. Will the Senate please come to order? What do you think about that, huh? Roll call.
Roll call for Thursday, March 3rd. Anderson?
Here.
Barnard?
Here.
Hebout?
Here.
Boner?
Here.
Burns?
Here.
Case?
Present.
Christensen?
Here.
Coe?
Here.
Cooper?
Here.
Kraft?
Here.
Dockstetter?
Here.
Driscoll?
Here.
Emmerich?
Here.
Escobel? Guys?
Here.
Hastert?
Here.
Hicks?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Kinski?
Here.
Landon?
Here.
Meyer?
Here.
Pappas?
Here.
Perkins?
Here.
Peterson?
Here.
Ross?
Here.
Rothfuss?
Here.
Scott?
Here.
Von Flatern?
Here.
Wasserbrücker?
Here.
President Nicholas?
Here.
Thirty present.
One present, 29 here.
Another 29 were all here, and one was sort of here. All right. Reverend Franks, would you please lead us with the prayer this morning?
Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day that you have given to us. We're mindful of the beauty of your creation around us. Our hearts are thankful for all that you do for us. Today, as we pause and take this moment of reflection, we thank you for our families, for those who are close to us, for that blessing that you have given to us. We ask today that you would protect them, watch over them, that, Lord, you would continue to pour blessing upon them. We ask as we come to our time of business now that you would give us your divine guidance, that you would walk with us and give us wisdom and discernment and understanding. And Lord, the things we do would be honoring to you, and so we give to you this day for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Play ball! The first item of business is reading, correction, approval of the journal. Will the reading clerk please read the Journal Committee report?
Mr. President, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of March 2, 2016 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Senator Wasserberger, Chairman.
Are there any objections? There being none, the report has been adopted. For the new business, the doctor of the day is Dr. Asak Khan. I don't think Dr. Khan is here. He's from Cheyenne. We'll introduce him when he arrives. There's no nurse of the day. Today in Wyoming history, 1884, Buffalo was incorporated. Never been the same since. Session status. Today is day 19 of the proposed 20-day session. That means we've only got one day left. Yay. And maybe that's right. There's always special sessions. We're at that order. Well, let me introduce what I've got there. These are our grandchildren, both of our Karen and I's. They're two from Casper, and they've been abandoned by their parents. And their parents have gone, so we've got them. This is Casey Nicholas. Her dad's a petroleum engineer with a company called Fleur de Lis, and they run the Salt Creek fields up near the CO2 flood. Her mother is a petroleum engineer, works for the True Oil Companies. And her brother is over there. That's Jack. And with her is my wife, Karen, and we've been married a long time. And, you know, I haven't had a chance to introduce, but been in the session now 20 years. We've raised children. A lot of you are here when our children were small, and now we have grandchildren. We couldn't have done the service without our spouses, and I certainly couldn't have done it with Karen if you'd give her a warm welcome. And yeah. And for the grandchildren, they call Karen their Popo. That's the grandmother in Chinese. The Senator Johnson.
Oh, thank you, Mr. President. Could I have privilege of the floor?
You may.
I'd like to introduce somebody who very rarely, if ever, shows up here. And I'm still in shock that I saw her. And I'd like to introduce my bride of many years, and she who has supported me the 24 years in this body, my wife, Patricia.
Hey. Senator Geis. You may.
I want everybody to meet my board of directors. Liz Pike, Cheryl Murray, Eric Stotz, my grandson, and my granddaughter is Abby.
Welcome.
You gotta stand up.
Family Day. We do have some messages from the House.
Messages from the House of Representatives, March 2, 2016. Message number 281, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File number 14, Student Data Privacy and Transparency, passed on third reading in an amended form by the vote indicated. Ayes 36, noes 22, excused 2. Message number 280, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 58, Involuntary Hospitalization and Treatment, passed on third reading in an amended form by the vote indicated. Ayes 56, excused 4. Message number 274, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File number 72, 70 miles per hour speed limit, state highways, passed on third reading in an amended form by the vote indicated. Ayes 41, noes 16, excused 3. Message number 275, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File number 73, Welfare Fraud Prevention, passed on third reading in an amended form by the vote indicated. Ayes 33, noes 25, excused 2. Message number 276, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File number 88, State Lands Within Grand Teton National Park, passed on third reading in an amended form by the vote indicated. Ayes 42, noes 15, excused 3. Message number 277, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File number 91, State Penal Facilities Review, passed on third reading in an amended form by the vote indicated. Ayes 42, noes 15, excused 3. Message number 278, third reading failed. Mr. President, Senate File number 92, State Construction Department, failed to pass the House third reading by the vote indicated. Ayes 28, noes 27, excused 5. Message number 283, third reading motion to reconsider passed, concurrence requested. Mr. President, after a favorable motion to reconsider the third reading vote on Senate File Number 92, State Construction Department. The bill passed the House in an amended form by the vote indicated. Ayes 32, noes 26, excused 2. Message number 279, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File Number 97, Student and School Safety Call Center, passed on third reading in an amended form by the vote indicated. Ayes 39, noes 17, excused 4. Message number 289, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, the House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill, Senate File Number 37, Boards and Commissions Party Affiliation, by the vote indicated. Ayes 42, noes 16, excused 2. Message number 290, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, the House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on Senate File Number 45, Rural Healthcare Districts Authority, by the vote indicated. Ayes 58, excused 2. Message number 291, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, the House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on Senate File Number 57, Freestanding Emergency Center, by the vote indicated. Ayes 58, excused 2. Message number 282, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 32. The House conferees are Representative Northrop, Chairman, Representative Burkhart, and Representative Harshman. Message number 287, concurrence failed. Mr. President, House Bill number 97, Wolf Predation Compensation. The House failed to concur with Senate amendments by the vote indicated. Noes 58, excused 2. Message number 284, concurrence failed. Mr. President, the House failed to concur on Senate amendments to House Bill number 19, Statewide Student Assessment. Noes 58, excused 2. Message number 285, concurrence passed. Mr. President, the House did concur on Senate amendments to House Bill number 50, Appropriations for the Legislature. Ayes 45, noes 13, excused 2. Message number 286, concurrence passed. Mr. President, the House did concur on Senate amendments to House Bill number 53, Special Districts Task Force. Ayes 38, noes 20, excused 2. Message number 288, concurrence passed. Mr. President, the House did concur on Senate amendments to House Bill number 29, Revisers Bill, by the vote indicated. Ayes 58, excused 2.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader, on my desk, there should be a yellow sheet with my notes on conference committees. It's got a staple. If it's there, I could get there. If it's not there, I may have taken it to the office. But that was just a... you don't see it? Okay. Yeah, it just looks... It's a conference committee, a worksheet. Yeah, just yellow sheets, not a tab. Do we have some concurrence reports? No, yes, let's go ahead and do some concurrences. Senator Hicks, are you ready with respect to Senate File 75. Yes?
Mr. President, I'd like to move message 222.
Hold on. If you're ready, we'll read it in.
Yep.
Please.
Message number 222. referencing Senate File Number 75, Criminal Trespass to Collect Data Amendments.
Senator Hicks.
Mr. President, I'd move for concurrence on message 222, Senate File 75, Criminal Trespass to Collect Data. Members of the body, Mr. President, before we jump into the amendment from the House, what I'd like to do is digress just a little bit and talk about the journey that got us here. So with this legislation, we're really trying to contemplate three different actions. And the first is somebody that trespasses with an attempt to collect data. That's one aspect that we were grappling with. The second aspect is somebody that trespassed and actually collected data. And the third and probably the most difficult aspect that we've tried to grapple with as we've moved through this legislation is the aspect of somebody trespassing across your property and going to other property, and in some cases could be the federal domain and collecting property. Well, in the Senate version that originally came out, there was provisions to address all three of those, and I think there was a good catch by the President that inadvertently, due to the standing amendment that came out on the version in the Senate, we were still criminalized in an otherwise legal activity of collecting data on the public lands. So we struck that out in the Senate, and that left the two provisions in there that it's still a criminal act with an intent to go onto somebody's private property and collect data. It's still a criminal act to actually collect that data on private property, but inadvertently, and because we didn't grapple with an adequate solution to the issue of trespassing across somebody's private property to get to the federal domain, we left a donut hole or a loophole. And the discussion was, we have existing trespass laws. Mr. President, members of the body, you have on your desk an example. You have the statutes on your desk in a handout as to what the existing trespass statutes are. And this is the donut hole that the House attempted to fill, the issue of crossing somebody's private property and then going on to, say, the federal domain and collecting data. But what we see is when the 63303 was contemplated, when that statute came in, it was more directed at inadvertent trespass. In other words, somebody that just went onto your private property. But if you look at that and you look through that, there's really no barrier when we start getting to the issue of aggravated trespass, a trespass that somebody does knowingly and willingly for a purpose of either financial gain or for the collection of your information to be used at their disposal for whatever purposes they may see. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I think what I'd like to do now is talk about the House amendment. Members, if you'll pick up the amendment. So what the House did was grapple with the issue that we left is what I would call the loophole or the donut hole in the law. So if we go into the House amendment, let's just walk through that. They've inserted a new subsection C, and what that new subsection C does is it creates the crime to trespass to access adjacent or proximate lands. So the fundamental change here is what the House was able to deal with is rather than make the criminal activity the collection of data when it comes to crossing those private lands, what it did is criminalize the activity of actually crossing, and I think that was a good solution and a reasonable compromise. I would like to point out to the committee or to the members here in the body that if you look through the House amendment, there's a reason that the House Chairman of the Appropriations Committee is the signator on this amendment. So given the situation that we're currently in with the litigation in the federal court, I think the Speaker of the House made a wise decision. He sent this bill to the Appropriations Committee where he felt like he had the best legal horsepower in the House to try to grapple with this issue. With that, members of the body, let's walk through what it does. So if we go into page 1, lines 9 through 10, we're just deleting the existing Section 1 and we're bringing in a new Section 1. The reason that we needed to do that is because the House created a new subsection C. Subsection C deals with the issue of crossing private property. So if you go down to page 2, line 2, they just brought in and again clarified that it's from private land. That's for the issue of crossing or going onto private land for the attempting of collecting data. You get on to page 2, line 20, and it says, from private land. That it gets to the issue that the data was actually collected. So, members of the body, the next one is a clerical, technical correction that just deleted existing language that's already in section. If we get down to page 3, line 8, much of the language that the House brought in is already in there. It just brought in a new subsection C to deal with the issue that we talked about is actually crossing. So with that, members of the body, I would ask that you vote yes for concurrence on message number 222.
Discussion on the amendment. Senator Rothfuss.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I'm concerned about creating what is effectively a new statute, a new criminal offense, which is trespassing to access adjacent land within the title of the previous legislation, which was amending a criminal act from a previous session, which is trespassing to collect data. And I'm trying to think through whether or not this is germane and or constitutional, and the reason I'm asking that is it was very clear previously that it was the data aspect and the collection that was sort of a key essence. Well, at this point, Mr. President, it appears that it's criminalizing based on an action that is otherwise legal. In other words, when you're on the final location, theoretically, it's perfectly legal to collect that data. You're on federal land, for example. So you're in a place where you can legally accomplish what your objective is. And what will now be criminalized is if your intent was to cross the public lands to do something that's perfectly legal, there is a new statute created, a new criminal offense created based on an intent to do something that's illegal. And I guess there's two levels then that I'm concerned with. One is that I don't know how that is a just new criminal act. That's one concern. But the second concern is I don't know how that's within the title of the legislation as presented. So I would urge the body to vote no on concurrence and try and address this, unless, of course, the sponsor can come up with a reasonable justification for how it is within the title and how it is a rational approach to criminalize an intent that is otherwise not criminal, realistically, because the final outcome is certainly a legal outcome.
Mr. Minority Floor Leader, are you asking for a ruling from the chair on germaneness?
Mr. President, I will ask for a ruling of the chair on germaneness for this amendment relevant to the legislation.
Chair determines that the amendment is germane. The title of the bill, the caption is criminal trespass to collect data. The title says it's an act for crimes and offenses amending provisions related to the crime of trespassing to unlawfully collect resource data and unlawfully collection of resource data, repealing the definition of open land. The court or the chair determines that the amendment is germane.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. President. As I understood those comments, the way I interpreted it and the way I think it's a good amendment, and I would support my colleague from Carbon County's position that we vote aye, is it's about private property, and if you're going to cross private property to get to somewhere where, in fact, what you're collecting is legal, that to me is the overriding factor. Crossing the private property to me is the most important part, so I think it's very legitimate and would ask you to vote aye.
Discussion on the amendment, discussion on the concurrence report. Any further discussion? Senator Rothfuss.
Thank you, Mr. President. For my second time, so we have a ruling that it's germane to the topic, but that does not necessarily mean it's a ruling in the body's interpretation of whether or not this is a constitutional provision within the title. That's something independent that the body can decide. With regard to it, when this bill started, when it came from the Senate, I thought it was a significant improvement over the current statute. I'm concerned that we're creating an entirely different problem. Not that trespassing is a good thing, but the idea that you are in a state where your actions are legal, your objective, which is to collect data on federal land, is also perfectly legal. Those two things are legal. Crossing the land is illegal. It already is. That's a trespass, the private property. But the fact that your objective was to collect data on public land, which again is legal, that exacerbates the crime. That is an enhancement of the trespassing because of an otherwise legal intent. I don't know if we do that anywhere else in statute. You've got a fully legal intention, but as you're moving towards that objective, you undertake an illegal act, and we enhance the penalty because of your legal objective. I just cannot imagine that we do that somewhere else in law. I would be fascinated to hear the response from the advocate to find out if this is something that is common elsewhere in law. Otherwise, I'd urge the body to vote no and try and remedy that point.
Any further discussion before we return to the sponsor for a second time? Senator Scott.
Mr. President, it doesn't strike me that it makes any difference whether it occurs elsewhere in law. It sounds to me like a bad idea. And that I did think the bill as it came to us, Mr. President, was an improvement over what we had. But this amendment, it just strikes me as bad public policy. You know, it's plenty illegal to trespass. That's taken care of in existing law. Enhancing the penalty because of otherwise legal activity, it just doesn't strike me as being the right thing to do.
Any further discussion on the amendment before the sponsor takes a second time? There being none, does the sponsor wish to take a second final time? Senator Hicks.
Mr. President, members in the body, just to address a couple of concerns. So if you go to the amendment from the House and you go to down and you go to Romanet 1, it explicitly says crosses private land access. To get to the issue, we have decriminalized. There is no criminal action for collecting data on public domain. Doesn't matter how you got there. We've taken that out of there. That's no longer a provision in this bill. That was a provision in the previous legislation, and that's why we brought this to begin with, is to try to remedy that situation. So with some of the other issues that we talk about, let me see if I can recall what all this. Oh, one of the things I did want to address the good senator from Natrona County. So, again, there was a couple issues that we were trying to deal with in regards to some of the litigation. One of those was a First Amendment challenge. We did that by changing the definition as we get in there, and we've eliminated the provision that says you have to do it with intent to submit it to a federal or state agency. That's been stricken from the law. We bring that in now. That's gone. That takes care of that issue. The other component that we tried to address was to clarify that this only pertains to private land, and you see that repeatedly through this language. This only pertains to private land. It really does try to protect those private property rights of those landowners out there. You know, we have a long history in the state of Wyoming riding for the brand, sticking up for those private property rights, those constitutionally guaranteed rights that we find in our Constitution and the U.S. Constitution. So members of the body, when we boil this down to the very basic elements, it really is about what is our fundamental belief? Are we secure in our persons and our property? And do we not have an obligation to those landowners, all landowners in the state of Wyoming, to protect those? So I would ask for concurrence and a yes vote.
The motion is that the Senate do concur with the House amendments to Senate file number 75, as reflected in message number 222, and you've been asked to vote aye. Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
No.
No. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
No.
No. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Esquivel?
No.
No. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
No.
No. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
No.
No. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
No.
No. Closing vote.
Oh,
I to no. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 20 aye, 10 no.
By your vote, you have concurred with the House amendments changes to Senate file number 75. Criminal trespass to collect data amendments is reflected in message number 222. Senator Hicks, are you ready with respect to Senate file number 76? If so, well, looks like you're ready. If the reading clerk would please read in the message.
Message number 262, referencing Senate file number 76, civil trespass to collect data amendments.
Senator Hicks.
Mr. President, I would move concurrence request message number 262 to Senate file 76. Mr. President, members of the body, I think most of the discussion we previously had on the criminal aspect is going to pertain to the civil side of this. Again, these are companion bills. They do pretty much the same thing. The only changes that you're going to see in this bill that you didn't see in the other is it makes, again, reaffirms if you go to page 2, line 2, that collection only occurs from private land. Again, down in page 2, line 20, again, it specifies from private land. Lines 22 and 23 were just a cleanup. Those are existing statutes. It brings in the almost identical language that we just discussed in a new subsection C. Again, it identifies that crosses only private land would be captured. The only difference is that this than what you saw in the other ones is it also brings in subsection D, the land that a person who trespasses again accesses adjacent or proximate land to make sure that that's only the activity on those private lands. And then it brings in the resource data. Again, under new subsection F, clarifies again the resource data unlawfully collected, gets to the good minority floor leaders issues, is only on private lands. And the same thing as we move down to the new subsection G on page 2, it's only on private lands. Members of the body, I'd ask for your favorable consideration of a yes vote.
Further discussions on the amendment, Senator Rothfuss.
Thank you. Without being terribly redundant, the same arguments, excuse me, Mr. President, the same arguments certainly apply to this one. And to reiterate, or perhaps clarify a little bit better, this is creating a new criminal action. A person commits a civil trespass to access adjacent or proximate land if he. That is a new, distinct, not before existing civil action or civil criminal action. When you look at the title of the bill, it does not at any point say that it is creating a new civil trespass statute. That is the unconstitutionality I was referring to previously. It applies once again. So my concern here, and again, Mr. President, I wanted to vote for these bills and voted for them previously as they were leaving the Senate because I thought they were dramatic improvements. I'm very concerned that what we have done now is solve one problem that led to it being unconstitutional and easily challenged within the courts. That one is remedied effectively, And now we are creating an entirely new challenge that will be appealed in the courts. And I'm concerned about that. I thought we were on a very good track. I would urge the body to vote no and not concur with this one for those reasons, Mr. President.
Discussion on the amendment. There being none, the motion is that the Senate do concur with the House amendments to Senate file number 76 as reflected in message number 262. And you've been asked to vote aye. Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
No.
No. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
No.
No. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
No.
No. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
No.
No. Dockstader?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Escobel?
No.
Guys?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
No.
No. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
No.
No. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
No.
No. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas.
No.
No. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 19 aye, 11 no.
By your vote, you have concurred with the House amendments to Senate file number 76, as reflected in message number 262. Canerco, are you ready with respect to Senate File 97? Will the reading clerk please read in the message?
Message number 279, referencing Senate File number 97, Student and School Safety Call Center.
Hey, Mr. Senator President,
Cole.
I would move message number 279, being original Senate File 97, Student and School Safety Call Center, and ask the body to vote aye. What this really does, if you recall the discussion, any of the funds that are in this program are federal funds, the way Senate File 97 left here and the way it is over in the House. What this does, it reverts money that has been previously appropriated in 2014 up to $45,000, unobligated, unexpended, unencumbered monies from the School Foundation program to the Department of Education for the WETIPS program. It also goes in paragraph C and reverts $46,750 that's currently in the Senate File 1, the budget bill. So this reverts money back that will no longer be needed because we'll have a different program depending on who the Attorney General chooses in conjunction with Department of Homeland Security. So we're actually sending money back to the School Foundation program. And, folks, I need to tell you, we need every dime we can get. So this actually sends money back that we no longer need. I'd ask that you vote aye.
Further discussion on the amendment. The motion is that the Senate do concur with the House amendments of Senate File 97 as reflected in message number 279, and you've been asked to vote aye. Roll call.
Roll call. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
No.
Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstader?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Escabel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins? Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross? Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 no.
Mr. Vice President, would you please come forward? Senator Scott, are you ready with respect to Senate File 58?
Yes, Mr. President.
Would the reading clerk please read in the amendment or the concurrence report message? I'm going to go call him. There's the script.
Message number 280, referencing Senate File number 58, Involuntary Hospitalization and Treatment.
Senator Scott.
Mr. Vice President, I move that the Senate do concur with House amendments to Senate File 58, Involuntary Hospitalization and Treatment. And this, Mr. President, is the Title 25 bill, very important, has big implications for us. I'm going to ask the Senate to vote aye on the amendments, and I'm going to yield to the expert we have on the Labor Committee on this subject, Senator Peterson, to explain to you why you should vote aye.
Thank you. Senator Peterson, can you help us with this mystery?
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Starting with the beginning, the House basically just included and broadened the definition a little bit of, again, realizing the different tools and each county is different as we examine this process. And so they thought examiner, they stretched it even further to say a licensed advanced practice registered nurse, and then down below a licensed physician's assistant. So they broadened that a little bit to include those folks if those were available to the counties. Pages 2, 3, 4, and 5, what they did here was they inserted the definition of gatekeeper into the specific areas of the process. We tried to do this on our side. It was a little bit messy. They attempted it on their side, and it came out 3 or 4 pages, just about as messy as ours idea was, but I think it makes sense. We try to do it in just one paragraph. At the bottom of page 5, that's where we did it, as we defined gatekeeper. And the concern was they wanted to be ensured that this gatekeeper was involved in all the different processes throughout the Title 25 experience or process with these patients. So they inserted it, and that's what those 3 or 4 pages do. Is inserts this gatekeeper to make sure and ensure that they are involved in the entire process from the examination to the courts, the county attorney, to the treatments, whether it be inpatient or outpatient. So turning to page 6, the important part is still is intact on the top of page 6 where it talks about the no conflict directive. No gatekeeper designated under this subsection shall provide inpatient psychiatric treatment to patients under this act. So that no compete clause is still in effect, and hopefully that'll make a lot of the difference in some of these processes around the state. Again, on that same page, we insert gatekeeper. Page 24, line 13 on page 6 of this amendment. They did change the effective date, effective immediately, upon completion of all acts necessary. And then the last thing they did There were some concerns as far as the gatekeeper, as we talk about HIPAA violations and sharing patient information and court information and trying to involve the gatekeeper in those areas. So there was this access to patient information section added, which basically says any disclosure of patient information required by this article shall be subject to limitations imposed by state and federal law. The department shall promulgate rules facilitating the exchange of this information required by this article to the maximum extent allowed by state and federal law. And then we cover the courts. At the discretion of the court considering a matter under this article, the court may order the disclosure of information required by this article. The court may also designate and direct the actions of the gatekeeper otherwise designated by the department under this section. So basically the purpose of allowing the gatekeeper access to this patient information to be involved. The bill is still intact as far as the basic components, the convalescent leave, the outpatient treatment. Those are all critical that the task force discovered throughout the interim. And then we inserted the gatekeeper. The House basically took it and inserted it specifically in the different process areas. And with that, Mr. Vice President, that's the best I can do explaining this amendment. So.
Okay, fair enough. We'll start. We've got some questions for you, so don't stay tuned, Senator Peterson. Senator Landon.
Mr. Vice President, thank you. As the bill left this side, I only assume because I wasn't involved as deeply as my friend from the north with the process on Title 25, but I assume that we limited a little bit of the language on gatekeeper simply because we do have some limitations in a frontier state. And I just wonder, with bringing in all of these gatekeeper clauses, if we're going to be okay with respect to enough mental health professionals out there, enough medical care across our state, if you put those non-compete clauses, I mean, it sounds good on paper. I'm just wondering, do we have enough professionals out there that we can take care of these folks properly if we put too much of a barrier in there in terms of a gatekeeper? So, thank you, Mr. Vice President.
Thanks, Senator Landon. Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. The question I have is in the definition of examiner. You had some clinical specialty in psychiatric and mental health parameters on the practicing registered nurse. I know they put license in there, and then you have a licensed physician assistant. Can you give me a comfort level that just a regular PA or a regular registered nurse has the training to make a decision for involuntary hospitalization in regards to psychiatric and mental health, I guess, the regimen that they have in their training. It seems like we had it specialized into that type of a physician or that type of medical parameters, and now we've broadened it out to where any PA or any licensed nurse, registered nurse, can make the call. And I'm a little bit concerned that maybe we don't have the right people making the call in all circumstances.
Thanks, Senator Meyer. Senator Scott.
Mr. President, with regard to the question on whether or not the non-compete clauses were getting us in trouble, we do have a problem in this state because our people are thin. You need a gatekeeper that is knowledgeable, and they're almost always involved one way or another professionally in this sort of thing. What we have done with the non-compete clauses is with the language with regard to psychiatric treatment. We're avoiding the ones with the expensive conflicts of interest that would tend to place people in environments that are much more restrictive than they need to be and therefore much more expensive. We will still have and I think generally we expect these gatekeepers to be associated with the community mental health centers. They do provide outpatient treatment, so I suppose you could say that, they have a conflict, although their funding is, for the gatekeeping function, comes out of the block, their block grant. So that limits the conflict there. But, yes, they probably will potentially be working for the same people that are the providers of the less restrictive treatment. That's the best we're going to do in a sparsely populated state like this. I think that's a reason we ought to adopt this amendment. You can't fully get away from the conflicts, but you can structure them so they're in the best interest of the patient, staying in the less restrictive environment if possible, and the best interests of the state, because the less restrictive environment is a good deal more economical. And as you know, there's been a spike in the, particularly in a community that's not been using gatekeepers. They are already being used on an informal basis in a lot of the communities, and it works. But the place where it isn't working has produced a big spike in our costs without adding anything to the effective treatment that the patients are getting. I mean, they're still being taken care of all right, but it's in a much more restrictive environment than is needed and much more expensive.
Any further discussion on the amendment? Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. Sorry, there's a lot of things going on here. So I allow the good chairman, hopefully, some leeway here. But the concept of a gatekeeper thing we discussed throughout, you know, I chaired the Title 25 committee. We were unable to, at that time, come up with the gatekeeper process. It came late. We only had one day, and so what we did is we didn't do anything in that regard. There was a lot of discussion about the gatekeeper concept. I think everybody's in favor of it. The question is who and when and how. And I'm still not – I don't know if the Department of Health is in concurrence with this or not, but it comes in on the floor and attaches to – this bill without really being vetted by the Title 25 committee. So I'm really kind of wondering if we got the cart before the horse again. I'm not opposed to it, but I sure as heck want to make sure that that we haven't just adopted something without it being fully vetted.
Senator Meyer.
Get an answer to my question. Can a PA or a nurse make the same call as a psychiatrist or a psychologist?
Further questions, discussion, Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Certainly agree with the our chairman of labor and his comments on the sideboards that we're trying to put in here and still respecting the fact that counties and our different areas around the state have different tools available to them, and small hospitals, large hospitals, crisis stabilization centers, full psychiatric hospitals or centers, such as the one north of us or our state mental hospital. But you can understand the frustration and the size of and the scope of the problem here with all the different players involved. We did talk about this gatekeeper concept in the Title 25 task force, and it was batted about. But what we did decide was that this is a critical portion of this whole process. In our discussions up in the basin with our four counties, and during the task force, Mr. President, we found out that there was some breakdown in between all these different agencies involved, between courts, providers, law enforcement, treatment centers, and the state mental hospital. So with that in mind, this bill comes out, and it has some great points to it that I think will address a lot of these issues. The gatekeeper is a critical component in the fact that we do have a problem to the north of us, that there was a conflict of interest, quite frankly. And because of that conflict, we've got a $25 million deficit in that budget, or $25 million hole. The gatekeeper should go a long ways in correcting that. In answer to the good senator to the right of me here, in the process, Mr. President, there are a number of examinations, at a minimum three. The first examination is done by a medical doctor in a hospital to ensure that cuts, bruises, that the physical needs are met and attended to. And then there's an initial examination by an examiner that might be more of a mental health provider or a mental health expert. And so that definition of examiner includes the practical nurses, a licensed practical nurse, or a PA, because a lot of times the first place the sheriff's deputy or the law enforcement officer takes them is to the hospital, and there an examination takes place. Then the 109 examination, the 110 examination follows after that, and that hopefully will be a mental health provider. And so that's why that definition is all-inclusive, because there's multiple examinations that take place with this patient throughout the process, throughout the first 72 hours. So with that, I hope that answers that question. That's why the definition is that broad. Quite frankly, Mr. President, this process is somewhat complicated. This bill will introduce, it'll be phased in my estimation, by the department, by rules and procedures that they implement. We'll work through these. And hopefully this task force will get another year extension to look at this and to judge how this is working, how it's being implemented. But this is far from over, folks. I mean, this is the first tweak of addressing problems we discovered during the task force. The gatekeeper is a critical component, and it needs to be implemented in this bill, and I'd ask for your favorable consideration.
Geez, he's got a grandkid in his hand. People.
So, Ray, what was the nature of your experience?
The motion is that the Senate do concur with the House amendments to Senate File Number 58, as reflected in Message Number 280, and you've been asked to vote aye.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Escobel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer? No. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 no.
By your vote, you have concurred with the House amendments to Senate File Number 58 as reflected in Message Number 280. Mr. Minority Floor Leader.
May I have the privilege of the floor?
You have it.
Well, it's Family Day, so I wanted to take a moment to introduce my family, my beautiful wife, Heather, with our little one, Finn, back there. And Connor and Zane, stand up and wave to everybody. Everyone remembers Connor and Zane from many visits. They're a lot taller now.
Serve. The next item is Senate File 72, concurrence. Yes. Senator Kensky.
Floor. May I have the privilege of the floor?
You may.
My camera-shy wife is being pushed into view by Senator Anderson, I hope, here.
There he is.
My wife of 40 years, just back from Seattle, helping our daughter with our second grandchild. Please give a warm welcome to my wife, Donna.
Welcome. 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 Senator Christensen, are you ready with respect to Senate File number 72?
Yes, Mr. President.
Would the reading clerk please read in the message?
Message number 274, referencing Senate File number 72, 70 miles per hour speed limit, state highways.
Senator Christensen.
Mr. President, I move for concurrence on Senate File 74 and ask for your favorable consideration. Members of the Senate, this concurrence request on 70-mile-an-hour speed limit change. Some good changes or updates in here over on page one. There's just some additional language that goes to answering one of the questions at the end of the proposed bill. Some new language where we add in on page one, line two, and weight limitations on page one, line five, repealing a provision relating to violations of speed limit, and that's on, we'll get to that later in the amendment. And then over on page 5, line 20, this is consistent language with a bill we dealt with earlier in the year. It keeps all our mining systems consistent, where down on line 20 and 21, we strike 26,000 and change that to 39,000. And then on page 6, the repeal, and that is lines 1 through 13, we delete it entirely and add the language, new language down on line 13, section 2, that 3118704 is repealed. The reason for this repealer, members of the Senate, is upon inspection of similar statutes, they found out that this particular one was the third series of fines that could be applied to a single violation, kind of a three-peat. In addition, it hadn't been used for over 25 years. And so an opportunity to clean that up that the good chairman of transportation recognized the other house. And with that, I'd ask for your concurrence vote. Vote aye. Thank you.
Further discussion on the concurrence report? The motion is that the Senate do concur with the House amendments to Senate File number 72.
Excuse me, Mr. President.
Yes?
I failed to share one more portion, if I can resume and share the last portion of the... On the second page of your concurrence report request, on line 15, there is a change on the effective time, and that is to delete July 1, 2016, and insert immediately upon completion of all acts necessary for a bill to become law. And that was designed by a wise member of the legislature to allow us to get back home to our families a little quicker.
Well, that changes everything. The motion is that the Senate do concur with the House amendments to Senate File number 72, as reflected in message number 274, and you've been asked to vote aye. Will the Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Barnard.
Aye.
Aye. Bebout.
Aye.
Aye. Boner.
Aye.
Aye. Burns.
Aye.
Aye. Case.
No.
No. Christensen.
Aye.
Aye. Coe.
Aye.
Aye. Cooper.
Aye.
Aye. Kraft.
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter. 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 Aye. Driscoll.
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich.
Aye.
Aye. Escobel.
No.
No. Geis.
Aye.
Aye. Hastert.
Aye.
Aye. Hicks.
Aye.
Aye. Johnson. Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
No.
No. Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
No.
No. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 26 aye, 4 no.
By your vote, you have concurred with the House amendments to Senate File Number 72, as reflected in Message Number 274. Senator Christensen, are you ready with respect to Senate File Number 73?
No, I don't.
Yes, Mr. President.
If the reading clerk would please read in the message.
Message number 275, referencing Senate File Number 73, Welfare Fraud Prevention.
Senator Christensen.
Mr. President, I move that when the body of the Senate rise to report it, do so with a favorable vote on message number 275, concurrence request on Senate File 73, Welfare Fraud Prevention. Mr. President, on page 7, line 12, there's one change, delete and, replace it with or. And then on page 11, line 12, there's some new language in here, and there's, I'll explain that new language. It says, on the cost to the department of the system. And when you read that in, on page 11, the intent here was really to explore the, understand the cost of what this is. If you remember right, we changed this, and instead of having an annual report, we went to just three reports, and then this was a request to further understand this, that we know what the full cost of when they make those reports, and if the cost of the reporting system is offset by the savings. Then over on page 9, on line 5, go back there, and this just changed the 10 days to a 30-day, allows a little broader window for notification. Then on page 10, line 13, good language here where we delete suspects, they suspect there's an action to insert upon reasonable suspicion, a more clear term that'll help with it. And again, I ask for your favorable vote for the concurrence.
Any discussion on the motion? The motion is that the Senate
The motion is the Senate do concur with the House amendments to Senate File Number 73 as reflected in Message Number 275, and you've been asked to vote aye. Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Co?
Aye.
Aye. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Escobel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 aye, 1 no.
By your vote, you have concurred with the House amendments to Senate File Number 73, as reflected in Message Number 275. Senator Kinski.
Members of the Senate, we are joined here today by Sheridan Community College President Paul Young. Please give him a warm Wyoming Senate welcome.
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 Hooray! We're glad to have you. Senator Bebout, are you ready with respect to the Senate File Number 88?
Yes, I am, Mr. President.
Will the reading clerk please read in the message?
Message number 276, referencing Senate File Number 88, State Lands Within Grand Teton National Park.
Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move message number 276 to Senate file 88 state lands within Grand Teton National Park and ask the Senate to vote no. Mr. President, the House actually did some decent work on the First Amendment, Standing Committee Amendment number one. They changed the formula and the way we were to do those kind of things, and this is a work in progress. As you all know, it deals with the sale of two school sections within Grand Teton National Park. The concern I have with the amendments they made, and I think they're substantive, Mr. President, is they gave them a one more year from 2018 to 2019. Members of the Senate, we started this in 2010, you know, so I just want to have a little discussion with the House about that, their logic and the reason behind that. The other thing, Mr. President, if you look at the engrossed copy and you go to page 5, one of the things that at least this senator felt strongly about is that the board shall include in the consideration the status of any pending environmental impact statements affecting the value and the impact of any federal moratorium on coal lease bonus payments. They changed that to May, which means they don't even need to do it. I think that's pretty important, and so I think we should leave Shell in there. I would ask the body to vote no and ask for, be glad to answer any questions.
Any further questions, discussion? If not, the motion is that the Senate, thank you.
Got to be quiet.
The motion is that the Senate do concur with the House amendments to Senate file number 88, and you've been asked to vote no.
Anderson?
No.
Barnard?
No.
No. Bebout?
No.
No. Boner?
No.
No. Burns?
No.
No. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
No.
No. Coe?
No.
No. Cooper?
No.
No. Kraft?
No.
No. Dockstetter?
No.
No. Driscoll?
No.
No. Emmerich?
No.
No. Escobel?
No.
No. Geis?
No.
No. Hastert? Hicks?
No.
No. Johnson? No. Kinski?
No.
No. Landon?
No.
No. Meyer? No. Pappas?
No.
No. Perkins?
No.
No. Peterson?
No.
No. Ross?
No.
No. Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
No.
No. Von Platern?
No.
No. Wasserberger?
No.
No. Hastert?
Cheers.
President Nicholas?
No.
No. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have failed to concur with the House amendments to Senate file 88, as reflected in message number 276. Senator Bebout, are you ready with respect to Senate file 91?
Yes, I am, Mr. President.
Will the reading clerk please read in the message?
Message number 277, referencing Senate file number 91, State Penal Facilities Review.
Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move message number 277 to Senate file 91, State Penal Facilities Review. Members of the Senate, if you look at the concurrence requested, you can see the first Committee of the Whole Amendment where they change the, where the funds come from the general fund to the Penitentiary Permanent Land Fund. Agree with that. And I, by the way, Mr. President, I ask the body to vote aye. On the second reading amendment number one, the inserted facilities costs and did some language changes, which was okay, Mr. Chairman. The main part of what they did, or Mr. President, the main part of what they did is made it into a task force instead of a select committee of the legislature by adding three members to that. And if you go through the amendment, the second reading amendment number one was divided, and in one, the original amendment, they had just that the governor would appoint three. The division was later added with a Northrop amendment that said of the three members, two shall be members of the public who reside in community with penitentiary institution, and one shall be an engineer. It's strange, Mr. President, that now we're going to really bring an engineer into this thing as we now going to round three with our prison. So I would ask the body to vote aye. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Any discussion on the amendment, the motion? If not, the motion is that the Senate do concur with the House amendments to Senate file number 91, and you've been asked to vote aye.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner? Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe? Aye. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Escobel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
No.
No. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Roth?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 no.
By your vote, you have... By your vote, you have concurred with the House amendments to Senate file number 91 as reflected in message number 277. We have a joint conference committee message to read in.
From the House of Representatives, March 3, 2016, message number 292, Joint Conference Committee Report adopted. Mr. President, the House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on House Bill number 21, State Public Purpose Investments Revisions, by the vote indicated, ayes 56, noes 3, excused 1.
The Joint Conference Committee for Senate File 3. Is Meyer Chairman, Peterson, and Rothfuss. Ms. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk for now.
Well, Mr. President, we've got a something we probably need to do and go through the lunch hour. It deals with recognizing you, which we could postpone for a couple of weeks if we wanted to. But I think we ought to, Mr. President, with that, I would move that we, I'd like to see us stay in session and complete the gifts, if that's okay with
that'd
you.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Ellen, do you have the process that we go through on the gifts, or is it a list, or we'll figure it out?
I just talked to everyone.
Is there a list of the process that we go through on the gifts? Senator Rothfuss, what I'll do is I'll turn on the microphone on Senator Emmerich, and you can, or Senator Barnard would probably be the easiest, pull Barnard's microphone over towards you, or Emmerich. Pardon me? No.
Barnard's is on?
It's Emmerich's.
It's Emmerich's is on. All right, we'll just here. There we go. Put them both together.
Senator Rothfuss.
Mr. President, may I have the privilege of the floor?
You may.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, it's that time of year when we, or the time of the session, I guess, every other year when we exchange some leadership gifts. And on behalf of the minority party, I want to thank you and the rest of the leadership as well as the rest of the Senate for another wonderful session. We've got some gifts here. I've appreciated all of the camaraderie, all of the fun, all of the adventure that we've had over these couple of years. We certainly haven't all agreed always on everything, even a few minutes ago, in fact. but Nonetheless, we certainly appreciate the way that this chamber operates and all of the good friendship that we have here. So I've got a few gifts, one for each member of the leadership. Let's see, Mr. President. This one's for Mr. Vice President. Mr. Minority Caucus Leader, got one over here for you. Madam Minority Whip,
better known as the Queen.
The Queen, over here.
And Bernadine.
Mr. President.
Casey. All right.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader, yours is right there. There you are. So we've all got one of these. Feel free to tear in and have a look. We've got. We've also got Fred's. Fred's knife. Thank you. Available to any of us that we need.
Oh, yeah, that's what we need. Yeah. Anybody need a? Uh oh. Cannot be trusted with weapons. No.
Are you in China?
Wow.
Oh, aren't those pretty?
So we've all got a little steamboat bucking horse and rider on it.
Lovely. Those are beautiful, Fred. They're gorgeous. I love it.
We can hold those up.
Oh, yeah. They're gorgeous. Oh, how lovely.
And go Pokes. Name, position, so Chris Roppa, Senate Minority Leader, 63rd Wyoming Legislature. And I didn't put that on each of them. I actually had them specifically named based on whose it was. I gave some thought to just six of these, but... Yeah, all right, we need to line up for various photos, absolutely. All right. And I've got one more for Phil in a second. So we'll line up in the middle here. Is this what we want? Where do we want to stand? There's really no good side of this chamber.
There really is. There's really no good side.
There's no good side.
On the steps and then...
Yeah, get it right. There we go.
I want to be by the Queen.
There.
One more, Mr. President. Hold on. And, Mr. President, one more gift for you. It's not as well wrapped as it might be. I wrapped it myself.
That's scary.
Or I jammed it back into the same box.
Is it a basketball?
So, Mr. President, this one I want to present on behalf of the University of Wyoming for your service as president, for your time in the legislature of nearly 20 years, if you want to pull that out. It's a thank you on behalf of our community, on behalf of our constituents, on behalf of the people that I know you have loved to represent for the past 20 years. You've done everything you can. You've given your heart and soul to the brown and gold. And that's a recognition then from our university, from the folks in our athletics departments, and representing the University of Wyoming to Senator Nicholas. Thank you for your service to the University of Wyoming. So, you're here.
Well, thank you very much, and I've always said that I do love the university, but it's your university, and thank you guys for supporting your university all these years, and it's been a joy serving with you, and you know, I don't know if I'm going to come back. Probably won't. But when I bring my grandchildren here, I'm going to miss you guys, but I've got somebody to take up the slack. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Mr. President, privilege of the floor.
You may have it.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would all the chairmen please come forward? I'm going to do something a little bit differently this year. I think that one of the things that really works in a citizen legislature is we have hardworking members of the Senate, but also we have committee chairmen that really, really carry a lot of load, and you're never recognized for the services you provide. So I've put together a little gift for all of you. If you'd all please come forward, we will give them to you, and one of you can open it and show what it is, and we'll get a picture of what of all the chairmen, including rules. That's you, Mr. President, and including Journal. Journal? Journal, where's Journal?
Journal left.
You know, it's all proportionate to the amount of responsibility you have, right? Where's the Journal Chairman?
He just walked out a second ago. Journal
Chairman. Grab one of the first ones. It's Committee 1. Let's give it to Leland. And you can see what they are. Let's hand them all out, Leland. Tony, number 2. 3 is revenue. Where's Ray?
Ray's right here. Right.
4 is education. The incomparable Senator Cole. Where's he at?
Thank you.
5 is ag. Oh! 5 is ag. 6 is TRW. Where's Stan?
There I am.
7 is corporations. My colleague from Fremont County. Where's? There he is. 8 is transportation from Goshen County. 9 is minerals from Campbell County. 10 is the Charlie Scott, the esteemed Senator Scott. And 11 is journal. And has he showed up yet?
No.
12, of course, is rules.
Thank
so
you
thank all of
great
you.
Chairman.
Mr. The chairman. Yep. Let's get a picture of all of you back here. Kale. Let's get over here. Leland, Charlie, over here.
Retirement gifts is to, let me pull my glasses out. Senator Geis and Senator Johnson.
What? Don't sit down yet, Jerry.
Senator Geis. Senator Johnson, come on over, and Senator Geis, retirement gifts. They're right here.
That doesn't mean you can't come back if you don't want to.
It does, Senator Johnson. Like, you're absolutely right. You're free to come back. We'd like to have you back.
Hey, Chair.
Hey, we're quitting together?
Yeah.
Well, that might not be too bad.
No, we're just going on to other things.
I don't know about that. But it's been a fun ride and a long ride. And you know, between the good Lord and my wife, she made me what I am.
Thank you.
the boot up here, but I guess I am the plebe. But 12 in the House, 12 in the Senate.
Remember Vasey, what did he tell you?
What Vasey tell me?
Well, he told you he didn't want to hear about your past. He just wanted to hear about your future.
If you want to hear about my future, ask my wife, Pat. She'll be the decision maker.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
But you know who really made me look good around here? It's the staff. I'm just the two old guys. They did all the work.
That's the one thing. Four of them. There are four of them, and three of them get a leadership.
We should have a consolation gift.
And I tell you, I have a soft spot for appropriations chairman. I always have. Tony, if you come forward, and let's begin. Tony, you cannot open your box. You can watch it be open
in public.
And Bernadine, you're probably going to need. Let's just start with Eli, if you'll go ahead and open your box first.
Eli,
here's the opener.
I've got one. That's
Carbon County's good. Delivering.
Carbon County's got a knife on
the knife. Wow. Yeah.
Got his leather on. Careful. No rule violation.
Exactly.
About the way.
You know, granddaughters love to jump up and down.
Where is your grandma? She's
yep.
She's here and looks like you want to go sit in the chair? Okay.
That's the right one.
look at that.
What is it?
Part of
that
it.
Is.
Well, half acre.
What it says for everybody is Eli Bebout, Senate Majority 4 Leader, 63rd Legislature, State of Wyoming, 16, UW Half Acre Gymnasium Stone.
Oh, wow.
For the 2013-15 renovation. Wow.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Wow. Thank you.
Well, you know, I've been trying to figure out over the few years what thinking about what would reflect your contributions, and it is true that all of you have been great to the university. Half Acre Gym is a special place. Eli played basketball there. Most of us have taken tests there. Most of us have worked out there. So the Mason was close friend of mine, so we took out some of the pieces. We actually tried some of the older block, but it kept breaking, so you're getting some of the newer replacement blocks, but it's a piece of Half Acre, and everybody else can open their boxes, or if you want to leave them packaged, they all look at the same way, but I'm happy to, you want to open them up? You're going to need some help on each, everybody open them. I see her over there. She's a good girl. Yeah. I'll tell you what, you look at those buildings on Old Main and you look at the new construction, it gives you a healthy respect for those masons putting those blocks in. I guess that's why those buildings are still up. I guess, Senator Bebout, the floor is yours now.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I've known you a long time. And I learned a long time ago to try to speak before you and after you or in between. So I set up the schedule, one of the prerogatives of the floor leader, to do it the way I did. And we have a series of things to give you. But before I do, members of the Senate, I want to talk a little bit about Phil. And this morning I got here early and I went down to the House and I looked at the pictures, and many of you served in the House. We served together. And I looked at the picture and it was 1997. 20 years of service Phil has given the great state of Wyoming. Tony and Jeff came in the year before. Tony, I think you came the year before, yeah, 95, and then Jeff before. And I was looking there, and I was thinking about these three House members, Phil, Tony, and Jeff, and all they did for 4 years was create havoc for me. They were jerking my chain. They were doing all these things. And I looked at these three guys, and I saw a lot of talent. I saw a recklessness that I tried to control and didn't do a very good job of. And then, of course, Tony was president. Jeff's back. And now you're the president. So I have a special spot in my heart for Senator Nicholas, president of the Senate. And you have to, you know, you have to realize, and we all do appreciate, one of the things that when Phil goes to the mic and he starts off with the word folks, and he says, folks, I got to tell you about something, then you know that you might be in trouble. And I don't know how many times we've had we had two today, the Bebout Nicholas or Nicholas Bebout bills or the amendments, and Phil just has a gift for being able to do things and see things, and the Lord gave you that gift and you really utilized. But more importantly, I think that it speaks to public service and what we're all about in this body, and Hank, a former president, and Tony, former president, what we give back to the public. And I think Phil really epitomizes that. You know, the 20 years, he's a lawyer, of course, and taken away from his practice. And there's a lot of things that you've created over those 20 years. And Phil and I had some disagreements over the past, and it was interesting to be in the room. Of course, there were only two of us. But I remember it differently than Phil, but that's the way it is with Phil. But the bottom line is 20 years, members of the Senate, of service to the great state. And the list of things that I would say that Phil was really responsible for, obviously the Ivory Tower and the University of Wyoming. And it is our university. It's the University of Wyoming, not the University of Laramie. And Phil has worked diligently on that. But so many other projects and his vision. And for every community in the state, you know, I remember about 4 years ago, Phil came to me and he said, Eli, why don't we do something for landfills? He said, those small communities are hurting out there. Let's start setting aside some money and try to help them out. And we did. I think we appropriated that first year $45 million. And we set aside, we're taking a serious problem for the whole state. We talked about different areas. We got together, we talked about the engineering college. And look what's going to happen in the university, the STEM building, all those wonderful things he's done for the university. But more importantly than all that, you know, not only is he a family man, and we've seen him up here with his grandkids and the love he has for those children. And, Phil, I'm not sure what the future holds for you, but you've done a great service for Wyoming. Definitely Wyoming is a better place because of your commitment, your public service. Who else would have the person delivering the prayer say all those crazy accolades about the president than you? I mean, who else would do that? And, of course, you didn't write the script, or maybe you did write that script. I'm not sure. But Phil, Wyoming is definitely a better place. We wish you the best of luck, whatever your decisions are. You know, you've really contributed to Wyoming. Thank goodness for you. Thank goodness for Karen. Is Karen still here? Karen, thank you. You're the real reason. Let's give Karen another round of applause. And I could go on and on, Mr. President. I'm going to cut it short, but thank you. And we have a series of gifts for you. One of them is a picture of the I'm sorry we didn't have the majority party there. It was one of those deals, Mr. Minority Floor Leader, where you weren't around. I don't know where you were, and Bernadine and John, but we have a picture of the leadership. Where's that at? That's this one? You don't know? Uh-oh. This is that gag gift. We don't want to. No, here it is. No, here it is. We also have a scrapbook for you.
Oh, great.
And then a special gift to someone with, where is it? Oh, okay.
Great picture. Thank you, guys. Back when we were in the Capitol, it's easier to go home when you're leaving from the Jonah building. I'll have to tell you that.
Phil, here's your scrapbook.
Well, thank you very much. I'll look at that later. There's a lot to look at. Thank you, everybody. I see everybody contributed. Thank you all for that. Wonderful.
And Mr. President, it's hard to find a gift for you. We talked to Senator Ross, but the gag gifts that he wanted, we probably would have to meet somewhere else besides here. And so we, being the smart leaders we are, we consulted with staff. Alan works with us, and a lady named Karen. So we can't claim all the responsibility for this, but it's something for you. So if you'd bring it out, please. Here, you want to help us? We'll pick it off. Chris, get up here, and the members of the minority party, please. Come on, John. Lloyd, why don't you get up here, too? You've been around a long time. Where's Drew?
Right here.
Are we ready?
Yep.
One, two, three.
That's great.
There you go.
Wonderful. Wow. Thank you.
Beautiful. I have about five places to put that. Very wonderful. Thank you very much, everybody.
Did you get a picture of it? Yeah. Hey,
you guys got to get in
Come
the
on.
Picture. Come on.
Bernie.
Get the whole crew in here.
Perfect, yeah. There you go.
Got to get a
That's professional right there. Yeah. Better, yeah.
We can fit in.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Mr. Majority Leader, may I present one small gift? You got that okay?
Small, Senator Burns. You absolutely. You have privilege to the floor.
Brother, you've been used to being seen, and you've had great vision, and you've been used to being seen, and that might change a little bit in the future. So I wanted to present you with a little gift. Anytime you want to be seen and see better, you can just slip these on, okay?
Yeah, I thought that everything looks the same, actually. Well, thank you, everybody. This is it's a wonderful institution, and the thing that we'll all miss the most as we move on are our friends. Each one of you have made this a special experience, and we all come down here with our ideas, and we fight for our ideas. The fight's fun, and we almost always come up with better solutions for our constituents. This is, most of us, about half of us here, are probably fourth and fifth Wyoming generation families, and I think I'm the fourth generation. I think that would make my grandchildren the, sixth generation. It's, I have to do my math, that may not quite be right, but it's a phenomenal state with phenomenal friends, and for those of us who've been here, the legislative institution is like nothing else. It's not like the executive or the judiciary. My father served in the judiciary, and I've witnessed that. I've seen the executive. I've worked in the attorney general's and the executive office, but the legislative body is just, it's something special. Thanks. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate stand recessed until 2 p.m.
Any announcements? You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The Senate shall stand in recess until 2 p.m.